Thank you. Is that on? Yep, yep. I actually not planning to preach. If I start preaching in English, you all go home. The same if I ask pastor to come and preach in Spanish. Will you be able to do that? No. Hard. A lot of people been asking me lately a bit of my testimony, people that don't know me. And so I will make a short testimony, and I do have some passages in the Bible to read on the end. I coming from a very large family. I'm number 13. Used to be 8 and 8, but one of the sister died, so we never counted her. She died very, I think she was 3 months old. So always 7 girls and 8 boys. There were 4 older boys and then 4 younger boys. It was, the last were 4 younger boys. I was the second on that lot. But by the way, by now it's only myself and one brother alive. All the rest are with the Lord. And when I was born, my dad was already a Christian. The first 7 children, first 7 brothers and sisters that I have, they were baptized twice. They were baptized in the Orthodox Catholic Church and then in the Christian Church. Dad became believer after 7 kids. Now, it's very important to know that a lot of people want to know about the Lord, but there is no one to tell them. That was the case of my dad, because I was very scared to ask my dad how you got saved. You should never ask anything like that. Like it was, you can ask question that, all those things. So when I grew up and he came to visit me in Australia in 1973, I did ask him, I said, you have to tell me your testimony. He always was scared of death and hell. Yet he used to help the priest, the Orthodox priest, all the ceremony, lifting the little tiles and that, and the candles and the smoke and all that. And he told one day the priest that he can't sleep because of hell. He's scared. And the priest told him, Don Miguel. Miguel was his name, Michael. Don't worry. Before you go to sleep, have a bottle of wine and you sleep like an angel. So if you haven't got the Lord in your heart, how can you help somebody? The first time somebody come with a Bible to my dad's house was Jehovah's Witnesses. And in that time, they have the real Bible, not the garbage they have now, the new world. They have the real Bible. There is no other Bibles in those times. And that was listening, and God protected him from accepting what they were telling, but he was watching that Bible that the man was having in his hand. And on the end, he said, can I have the Bible? So they give him the first Bible my dad got from the Jehovah's Witnesses. He read the whole lot in Spanish. Then he somehow found it a Ukrainian Bible. He read in the Ukrainian language. Same thing. But still, there was 2 years past, no one to come and tell him how to get saved. Until a man came in a horseback selling Bibles. He was also from Ukraine. He was a bit scared to speak, my dad, because that was a big man and always looked cranky. Don't compare me to that. And so he said, do you have a Bible? Yes, I do. Can we compare? It's not much to compare in that time. We didn't have that many Bible like now, NIV and all that. We didn't have that time at that stage. So the man asked him to look for John 3:16, and that's how this started. And that told him straight away, look, I read this book twice, once in Spanish, once in Ukrainian language, and I'm still scared to die. What do I have to do? Isn't that good when somebody asks you like that? How many times you have a chance that somebody asks you what to do? I did have some chances. And that man guided him to the Lord, and my first seven brothers and sisters got saved the same night, and mom. And they start doing services at home. But my dad was expelled from the colony by his own brother and all the other mob from the Orthodox Church. Can you imagine moving? It was a cattle country, and now we have to go to farming. He never did farming with 7 kids. He was thrown out mostly by his own brother because of that. And in the Orthodox Church that he used to go, the priest used to tell him, you always have to hate two things in this earth, black people and Jewish. You have to hate them. And he said, I never knew why, but I hate it, because he told me. And you don't have to be a black. You just don't speak Ukrainian, and you're counted as a black, even if you're white. So that's what the priest used to tell him. And when he got saved, where he was living, like, we have farming that you sell the products once a year. You have heaps of money once a year. But how do you feed your family during that time? Big supermarket used to give him anything he wanted, and writing down. The owner, who was he? A Jewish person. Then he starts thinking, what's wrong? Why do I have to hate Jewish people? They help him. The native people, that they call them black, the Ukrainian always call them black because they don't speak Ukrainian, they used to come and work, and they were good workers. There's nothing wrong with them. And he used to say to mom, why did the priest tell us to hate him? Because he's not safe. And he learned to love them, and he changed completely. Now, with ourselves, like, I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was already saved many years before. I'm telling this, pay attention, parents, you that have children. The hardest person to get saved is the one that was born in a Christian home. I always thought that I was safe. Why? Because my dad used to, it was compulsory reading the Bible every day. Church, forget it about missing. You always have to go to church. And that was the only one that could speak clear Ukrainian and Spanish, and he will preach 1 hour in Spanish, 1 hour in Ukrainian, and we are not allowed even to sleep. If you catch me sleeping, I get a good walloping at home. Forget it about doing noise or walking, going out all the time. Strict. So I always thought that I was safe. I read the Bible every day. Did I understood? Not really. We still used to have the old Spanish we don't use anymore. The real good version in Spanish, the 1960 version, is like a King James, a bit better. So anyway, we were reading the Bible and doing that, and I didn't understand much, but he wakes up from his siesta, and he have to tell him what you read. So my brother used to help me, older brother, just tell him that. Well, okay, so that was happy. And I always thought that I was safe. Going to church, reading the Bible, very disobedient, a liar. I was the chief of liars at home. So, chief sinners. Anyway. And how did I get safe? That's why, parents, be sure that your children are safe. I wasn't safe until I was 13 years old. I have a dream that the Lord came, the church was taken, and I was left behind. I wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. I was all sweated, wet, scared. But I said to myself, if my sister, that she was in another bedroom a bit further up, she's there, that did not happen. Because she was super holy. Every night she will come to our bed and read some Bible story, make us pray, and that. But I said, if she is there, that did not happen. I really didn't want that to happen. I went, as I was going to the bed, she said, is that you walking? What's wrong with you? Are you sick? I said, no, I'm scared. Scared? You scared? She wouldn't believe that. I told her, I'm scared. And I told her my dream. And she said to me, then you're not safe. I said, yes, I read the Bible at least twice. I read the Bible. I'm going to church always. And she just asked me straight, very simple question that anybody can ask that. Did you ever tell Jesus that you are a sinner, you deserve hell, but you don't want to go there, and you ask him to save you? I said, no, nobody told me to do that. They told me I have to get baptized. There's one condition to be safe, you getting baptized. They used to teach us, pastor. They used to teach us that. She said, well, we have to do that now. And then that, 2 o'clock in the morning with her, I prayed. I was a different man in the morning. I went straight to that and said, Dad, I want to get baptized, because they taught us, if you are not baptized, you're going to hell. Baptism is part of salvation in the Slavic community, most of them. So I went to that, and Dad said, no, you have to tell Jacob there in church, a Ukrainian man, he's in church like a pastor. So I went on Sunday and told him. I went straight away to him and told him I want to get baptized. He said, you are too small. Really? Wait until we get a bit more. That didn't take me long. I got about 17 candidates in 3 weeks. I don't know if they were safe, but I told my brother a few more. I collected a lot, and we have the baptism. We have the baptism, yeah. I was a missionary already. So, why I'm telling that? I was taught badly the Bible in a way, because it's not true. I asked that already before he died. Do you still believe that part of salvation is baptism? He said, no. After listening to my son Joseph in the radio station, I learned. And that's good that you learn. But he left us a very good example that how to live a Christian life. That's the most important. And never think that your children, because they are obedient, because they're reading the Bible, because they're coming to church, they're all safe. They could not be safe. They have to be safe. It's very hard, believe me. It's very hard. I have 5 kids. I always want to be sure that they are safe. We were blessed that I came to the Brisbane and Brother Randy Pike was here, and my daughter Lily and David got saved by his preaching. That was really a bonus that I never expected. But how do I know if they are safe or not? And I have some, there's much more to say about my testimony, but I will stop here because, you know, unless I want to pay back to pastor because he preaches quite long, so I can preach a bit more. But I have some 2 verses that I want to leave you. We put these 2 verses where we buried our dead and we make a nice monument. And these 2 verses are there. Of course, they are in Spanish, but I will read it in English. So you can know. Can you look with me in Psalm? Psalm 37. Verse 25 and 26. Most of you maybe know, but it's very nice verse. Psalm 37, 25 and 26. I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen a righteousness forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. We put that on my dad, pension, whatever you call it, where he died, because that's what he was. I don't have any brother and sister begging bread. We are not rich, but we all have sufficient, and most of all safe. That's what counts. That he managed to bring us. Even he got safe in an older age, but he gave us a good education. And it's never bad to force your kids to read the Bible. Just get rid of the mobile phone. Thanks goodness that he didn't have to deal with that. Well, I don't think that they'll be even smelling in our house mobile phone with my dad. He was very, very strict. But now I know for the parents it's much harder because of these phones and all that. But make your children to read the Bible. I knew the Bible a lot by memory before I reached 13 years old because that forced us to read the Bible. We have to. Not if you want it. You have to read the Bible. That's nothing wrong. Going to church also. You have to be there in every Bible study. And I tell you what, it was quite boring sometimes. You know, Russians, Ukrainians, Spanish, and you have to sit through each one of them. It's always 3 or 4 preaching. You have to sit them, starting 10 o'clock until 12:30, 1 o'clock, there's still preaching going on. And you're not allowing them to sleep. You have to listen. But that was the way we grew up, and I praise God that God gave us, that gave us good example, mom too. With day life, I learned a lot from them, and I could never criticize my dad, even I know that something could have been done different way, but I have only 5 children. I have no right to correct my dad that I have 15 children. So I will just leave it at that. Thank you, Pastor.